where we, you know, the ends will not meet. And so, yeah, if we're going to make a central services formula, it has to be a formula that's going to work. Otherwise, the national office is going to be in even worse shape than it is now with saying, oh, we're expecting to get money, and it ain't here. We've had to deal at certain stations with people giving inflated revenue for budgets, and the deal is, if you have a budget and it has a certain amount of revenue, you're going to try and spend all that revenue because you're going to match your expenses with your revenue. So you're going to spend on the expenses. But if the revenue doesn't come in and the expenses are going out the way they're written down, you're going to come up short, and there's no way around that. So, yeah, we have to take into account what are we going to do about stations that are chronically unable to pay that much in central services. So we have to figure out a formula that will take that into consideration. And there are more than one station that's got problems with dealing with central services. The thing we were given earlier shows central services for the national office, total unpaid, $938,000. So, yeah, we need to not just say, here's a formula and everybody will go by it and put that into budgets, because that will screw all the budgets up.
So, if I may just ask for a clarification, R. Paul, the alternative is then to come up with what I've been calling realistic numbers that people can actually pay, or what is the what's the upshot from that?
Yeah, we need to come up with realistic numbers that are going to be able to go into the national office and PRA. That's the only thing I see us being able to do that's going to work. Otherwise, you know, we're going to run off the edge of the flat earth here.
Mm-hmm. I understand, yes, and that's basically, I think, what I've been saying. Who was next? Paulina,
yes, please. I'm wondering, how come we are not necessarily basing our formula on the national office and the PRA budget? Because obviously this is the central services is to pay for national office expenses and to maintain the archive. And I would imagine that we need realistic numbers from those two units in order to be able to understand how much money is needed in the first place. And that, of course, can fluctuate. That, of course, we also need realistic numbers as to what the archives and national office can raise in terms of revenue. So, for instance, just to remind folks, we're having a national fundraiser on the 17th of this month, so in about a week, where we will, for the first time probably, try to do to raise money not just around the archives, but for Pacifica National. Wish us luck and support us, please. But, I'm just trying to figure out how how can we have a formula for central services if we don't know what the national budget is? Anybody?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul, and I'm going to also ask Anita if she will chime in on that, because she has mentioned stripping out the legal amounts for that. Go ahead, R. Paul.
We already had that. Let's see. Chris Corey gave us a spreadsheet on this a while back. And he gave it to us more than once. And as I recall, I think the national office, does it need something like 1.4? I don't have it in front of me, but it's a set amount. And he says, it looks like this is what the national office needs. Now, I don't remember at all what PRA would need at that point. But, yeah, these things are calculated. We've got this somewhere in our emails.
Somewhere, right, but I'm just wondering if this committee should really not have this conversation without those things in front of us. kind of fished out, right, out of the amazing number of emails that we all get, I'm sure, to be able to have an intelligent conversation is what I'm saying. I understand that I'm not the first one ever to ask this question, and I actually know that this has been raised before. Yeah, but can we get there so that we can actually have an intelligent conversation on the topic?
I thought we'd done that a couple of meetings ago.
If I may comment on it, this is Anita.
Go ahead, please.
We did put together a budget for the national office, again, based on last year's cost. I think the dollar amount that was very large that we asked the question, would the national office still have to pick up some extraordinary attorney fees that went through the national office? And I think we come very close to balancing that budget, and be happy to share with all of you before you tackle what that formula is, so you'll see it. And again, I can send that out.
Can we plan to, Anita, could you plan to get that to us before our next meeting, so that when we come up to this conversation again, we can have that? And hopefully we could review it before we get there.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Paulina, with a quick follow-up to Anita.
Go ahead, Paulina.
And I apologize if, you know, this has been shared before during my tenure on this committee, and I may have it may have slipped through the cracks. If that's the case, I apologize, but be it as it may, Anita, does that budget include a salary for instance, right now, our current interim executive director is working free of charge.
Yes.
Does the budget include a salary for a possible executive director?
Yes, but it's based on the previous CEO salary.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And no apology needed. I mean, I'll be happy to share it again.
Wonderful.
Anybody else on this topic? So hopefully we'll take this up and maybe come to some conclusions at our next meeting, because we do need to move on and start to focus on the budgets for the stations. So we can do this, we'll be in a good position. Any further conversation on this? Hearing none, let's go on to number 8, which was a suggestion that came from affiliate director Robin Collier. Hopefully we could deal with this quickly. He was asking if the monthly financials that are now being simultaneously copied to the NFC, the IED, the PNB officers, and the general managers, who, by the way, only get the financials for their own station, could also be copied at the same time to Ursula. So I'd like to get Anita's opinion on that, and then have others chime in if they wish. Do you have any comment on that, Anita?
I don't have any comment. Be delighted to provide whatever the board directs me, or the finance committee.
There's no reason why we shouldn't do that, I assume. I mean, they're now a unit like the other units, and
correct.
That would be appropriate.
This is Sharon. I have a comment.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, I'm not totally clear on what it's saying here. Is it saying that the affiliate director will get the monthly financials, the consolidated financials that show all of the station's financials? Is that what this is saying?
Well, that's why I mentioned that the stations are only getting their own information, so I wanted that question to come up. I don't have the answer.
Well, now it's up. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess my comment would be if what this is saying is that the affiliate director will get the financials for their just the affiliates, yes, but if the affiliate director is getting the financials for all of the stations, the consolidated financials, then I would suggest that all of the GMs should also be getting all of the consolidated financials for all of the stations.
I'd like to enlarge on that question or that comment, and again, go back to you, Anita. Apologies for putting you on the spot, but I was thinking that, gee, you know, we're borrowing somewhat regularly now from the affiliates, so maybe, you know, they kind of deserve to see what's going on because they're supporting us with these
advances.
Yes, exactly. And maybe Sharon's right that the other stations should get that information too, because in these these loans that go on, maybe that information would be helpful and
sure. I personally don't see where the harm would be. They would certainly be privy to the information, probably are. I don't know why the GMs do not get everything either. We've just been following the same practice, I think, has transpired since we've been involved. But I don't see the harm in it, is really what I'm saying.
This is Paulina with a comment on that.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Isn't it true that since our GMs are part of our local station boards, and if the local station boards are getting financial information from our treasurers, which is the same information that Anita would be sharing with us, wouldn't they be getting that as well? Or am I off in this case? Is it true that we're, as local station boards and therefore general managers being part of those, they are not getting all the information? So I'm just want to clarify for the listening people.
It's my understanding that currently the general managers only get the information from their own stations.
That is
that right, Anita?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only the information is all they're getting from us. Then all of you get the whole packet, so forth. But I kind of feel that they're aware of it. I may be wrong through other means.
Well, if the individual treasurers are getting the whole packet, they could take it back to their general manager with, you know, I think it's kind of, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's kind of been understood that that's what we do.
Yeah.
In fact, we're supposed to take it back to our general managers with regard to our own stations, but I don't think it's realistic to think that treasurers have been segregating the rest of the information when they discuss it with their GMs or business managers or whoever they discuss it with. And, you know, I think the overall theme is this information is not really supposed to be private. We don't necessarily want it disseminated widely in public so that people don't misunderstand things before things are finalized. But in general, financial information is not supposed to be secretive in any way, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Teresa?
Yes, Teresa.
I think it's very logical to think that that the affiliate director would want to see these budgets. If we're going to this person and we're asking her to give us money to help make payroll, I think that she's really, it's very prudent for her to see these, and I think we should send them out. And I'm glad she asked for them.
And now I'm going to ask our Paul, is this something that the committee can just do, or is this something we have to refer up to the PNB?
Well, first of all, I want to say
I thought the general managers all got to see all the information. I thought that was happening already because I've heard them refer to each other sometimes. On the other hand, if the general managers are not getting the other stations and the big picture for Pacifica, which kind of surprises me, then yeah, that must be some kind of a PNB decision, and we'd have to make a motion to recommend to the PNB that they do that. Maybe the PNB doesn't know it's doing that. I don't know. As I said, I thought they all were getting all the information and not just their station only. But
yeah. I think as a practical matter, as I said, they probably are all getting it. It's just it's as a formality, we don't send it all to the GMs. In fact, I don't think we used to send it to the GMs at all. It used to all go to the chair of the finance committee, and then he distributed it to the committee, and then the treasurers were supposed to take it back to the GMs for the individual stations. So can we cobble together a motion if we're in agreement? If no one else has any other comments, can we cobble together a motion to make all the information available to all the general managers in addition to the people it's going to now and add Ursula in as director of the affiliates unit?
Second.
Might it be good if we thought about this for a bit?
Fred?
Let me just see if our poll is done. Did you want to elaborate or our poll?
I'm just wondering if, you know, if we want to bring this up at the next meeting maybe. So, because if we're cobbling it together right now, we could do that, but maybe it would be better if we kind of thought about it for a couple of weeks and brought it in. I don't know. What do others think?
I think that sounds like it might be prudent. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, not to belabor this discussion. Do we really need to pass a motion? Can we just ask Anita, as CFO, to add Ursula in as the manager of the affiliates unit to this distribution list?
Well, I think our Paul's point was that there might have been a PNB resolution in the past with some reasoning behind it. So I think he was trying to be cautious and not having us overstep our bounds.
But in general, this information is ultimately is public information, all this financial information. It's not secret. So, I wonder why, we're making such a big deal of this. But
I take your point. That was my initial reaction. Paul, do you want to come back on that, or?
This is Sharon. If I could.
Well, let's. Paul, I apologize. Let's hear from Sharon.
I'll come back to you. Okay. I don't want to belabor the point either. I guess I feel like it's actually a relatively straightforward motion, which is why I attempted to second what you were saying, James. Because to me, it seems like. We could make a resolution or request that the PNB look at this and just have it be pretty straightforward that Ursula should see this as well, the consolidated information as well as all the GMs. And that seems relatively straightforward to me, and then we could send it up to the PNB and let them make the decision if that's what should happen.
Our following man, you for a comment?
No, I mean, we could do it either way if people figure it's, you know, either way, whatever people want.
This is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Because as it was previously mentioned, this is not privileged information. Financial information is not supposed to be in closed session or anything like that. I think it would just be as simple as requesting that... that Ursula, whoever wishes to be copied on it, as far as management, level folks such as Ursula, be copied on it, and that's it. I think it's as simple as that. It would only just maybe avoid us a few extra minutes or hours of discussion, and we should be good. That would be my opinion. Thank you.
All right. Would someone like to put together language for a motion? Are we there yet?
I don't think it has to be complicated.
Fred, can you recognize Fred?
Go ahead, Fred.
I move that we add Ursula as the manager of the affiliates unit to the distribution list of the financial documents from the NFC.
And Fred, do you wish that to go up to the PNB, or do we... And what do you want to say about whether the general manager should be getting all of the financials, not just their own?
I don't see any reason why the general manager shouldn't receive all the financial documents.
I agree. I'm just asking
consolidated.
You to put the language in there.
I'm not sure how to add that.
I think you just did. Arpal, do you think you can cobble together this language?
Oh, I'm doing this. All right. First of all,
I knew you'd say that.
First of all, what we need to do is preface it with the. Again, I'm surprised that some people aren't getting this, but if they are not, and I'm told they're not, there's probably a reason for that. And did the PNB do that? There are four directors on this call right now. Do you know that the PNB did that? Or do you know that the PNB did not do that? If you can't answer that, you know, I think we need to have this as a motion, and we recommend to the PNB that it.
Yeah, I do not know the answer to that. Does anyone else?
Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I do not know the answer to that, but the discussion seemed to beg for direction, that a motion perhaps should go to the PNB so the PNB can discuss the merits. But I do know that the PNB and the bylaws do not make the affiliate task force an equal unit. But I'm not sure whether or not it would preclude them from having access to all available information. But I certainly would feel more comfortable if the PNB knew what we were proposing to do and just not do it.
Yeah, I understand that. I think I sympathize completely with that. Anybody else?
Yeah, Paulina here.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I believe recently the PNB did approve the making the affiliates into an equal unit. That was a recent motion, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I take issue with that.
Okay.
I take issue with that. Go ahead,
Dwayne.
Because it would take a bylaw. It would take a bylaw amendment to do that. We don't have the authority as the PNB to do that. What we did was authorize certain privileges to the but I would argue that's why I think this discussion needs to be had at the PNB. And we can stylize the motion about what the intent here is, and I really don't have any objections to it. But I believe that, as R. Paul or someone else may have suggested, there is a question of whether we're overstepping our boundaries. So it should go up with a question to the PNB.
Okay.
Teresa for the stack.
We don't have a motion yet, so could we just get a wording from a motion and then we can all do this? Let me suggest, from what I'm hearing, I have the NFC recommend to the PNB that it add, and what is, I don't want to put a person's name in there, but the manager of the affiliates, what's the actual title here?
The affiliates director?
Affiliates director.
I believe it's executive director, if you're referring to Ursula.
Okay.
We
do have two affiliate directors. That's why I think it's inappropriate to refer to her as a director. We
Correct.
Have two affiliate directors on our board, and it's not Ursula.
All right.
Would be bad.
What is the title? It's the affiliates network. The affiliates network director.
Wouldn't it not be director, but manager?
Can you just put a bracket and say insert correct title here?
No.
And we'll figure that out. Can't do that, huh? Okay.
Come on, that would be, you know, we need to put the thing together if we're going to put it together.
Okay.
And not leave it up where we have 20 million years of arguments. NFC recommends to the PNB that the affiliates network director be added to the list of those. I'm typing with one finger here. Be added to the list of those who get the monthly financial information. We might want to say exactly what financial information this is. Do we want to? Maybe the ICFO could give us a suggestion of what exactly we should be authorized, suggesting they authorize right here.
I think somebody needs to mute.
Mr. Chair, I seek to be recognized on this matter again.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Let's be clear about the governance of Pacifica National Board, that there are two committees that the Pacifica, the affiliates director, because I hear our Paul using the wording director again, and Ursula is not a affiliates director. We have two affiliates directors, and neither one of them can be a member of this committee, because it's stipulated in the bylaws. So I believe you can stylize the motion, and I think the PNB is going to change that word and whatever you call that person anyway, because the PNB would make the adjustment for the appropriate description. So we probably shouldn't get hung up on what we're calling that person who we're authorizing to have access to this information. But it certainly is not the Pacifica affiliates director, because that's two individuals that totally different names and totally different functions than finance.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Paulina. Yeah.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Yeah, Dwayne, I agree with you completely, and I've just looked up, according to Ursula's LinkedIn profile, she is the administrator of the Pacifica Network. I believe that must be her official title. We can double-check. But I would object to making an exception to a particular unit administrator, right? She's the administrator of a particular unit, and exclude others. I don't see why this motion would be necessary specifically in that respect. You know, we would say all unit administrators, right, to be included. That would make more sense to me. But I would suggest that we postpone the consideration of this motion to the next meeting, given that we've taken quite a bit of time, and I think it's been a good discussion, but I would be more comfortable with taking this up after some thought and some more research and consultation with all parties involved, and to see what exactly it is that we are trying to accomplish here. Thank you.
This is Sharon for the staff.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, I agree with what Paulina said, since I was the one that suggested it might be easy to do this. Now I say perhaps not. So, yeah, I agree with what Paulina was saying.
Anyone else?
This is Teresa. I would just say I think this should be public knowledge, and I'm sorry that that it's coming across as so complicated. I'm pleased that this person has, this administrator has asked to see him. I didn't, you know, and it shouldn't be a secret. I think it's prudent. Anyway, let me go.
Just to be clear, the administrator did not ask to see it. This was a suggestion from the affiliate director, Robin Collier. I don't know that the affiliate director has asked for this. It was just a suggestion. And so that tends to make me want to think, okay, let's postpone this so we can ask her if she does want this or get her perspective on it. But I did like Dwayne's comment that the PNB is going to kick this around and adjust the language anyway. But I'll go with, you know, it's up for the committee to decide. Go ahead.
But I would like to say this. Affiliates give money to us, and we provide a service to them. And if our stations, because we're not operating within our budgets, we try to borrow money from the affiliates to make our payroll, and it affects the services that we provide to our affiliates, then we have to be very careful about that. We provide a service to them. We have a contractual obligation to them to give them certain things. And if we cut into their budget without thinking, we can't treat them like they are our stations. They are not. You know, they give us money and they expect a certain service back for that. So I think it's prudent that one of the affiliate directors asked about this.
So, Mr. Chair,
did I hear a motion? Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, first off, I don't think you can complicate the issues here. That while there is a contract and a relationship with the task force, they do not have the same privileges and rights. We've established that at the PNB. That's why we authorize some additional access and privileges, because we have 5 units articulated in our bylaws. And if anyone, though, if that's the case, then anyone who loan us money or give us money or whatever ought to have access to our proprietary information. I'll repeat that there is a reason why this committee, no affiliates director, can be a part of this committee by our bylaws. So that in itself ought to give you pause about what you're doing and take direction from the PNB.
You done, Dwayne?
Yes.
I think yes. Thank you. Yes, I heard that. All right. I think I heard a motion to postpone, which is not debatable.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead. Wait a minute. I heard Chair.
Without addressing that idea, let me first say we never have been able to coalesce a motion yet. So there's no real motion on the floor. And so if we want to just postpone this to the next time, we can just drop it. And I will point out that it's time. Okay, one, we don't need a motion. We can just, you know, let it go till the next time. Two, I call for the orders of the day. It's 10:15.
Thank you, R. Paul. That's what I was going to say.
Mr. Chair? Chair?
Uh-oh, lost our chair. Huh.
Fred, did he drop out?
Fred? Maybe he's just muted.
Fred, is he still here?
I'm
checking, right?
Yes, he's still present.
Is he muted?
No, he's not muted and he's not speaking.
Oh, Mr. Chair, are you there?
I'm so sorry. I was muted myself. I was telling you that Fred was here. No, I'm here. I am here. I'm sorry. And Fred is here.
I'm glad
so
you're okay.
And I have called
okay,
the orders of the day.
And okay. So that means we are adjourned. Because we're out of time.
Unless somebody extends.
I think it's too late. We're already over time, Fred.
Thank you all. See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you all. Yeah, let's try and get some information from Ursula, and let's try and come back ready to deal with this. It should be short and sweet.
Good
quick.
Night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.